I don't even feel like I should start the second part of today's second date update by being like, and we're back with the second part of the second date update. I think I should probably just say, welcome back to The Bachelor.
Right?
Because that's exactly what the date was like that Trevor, who's on the phone for a second date update, took Jessie on. She was whisked away on a hot air balloon ride. They flew over a forest to a castle in the hills that he had rented out. There was a chef that cooked them a 5-course meal.
This is insane.
He even had a violinist and a cellist.
Correct.
Celloist.
Cellist.
Somebody was having a celloism in there. And they had an amazing afternoon, and at the end of the night, she got in her car and drove off and has never talked to him again. So.
No.
It was a romantic evening. He definitely put a lot of work into it.
He's not getting a rose.
And he did not get a rose. That's right. So, Trevor, are you ready to give Jessie a call and find out why, even with everything that you did on your first date, she's not calling you back?
Yeah, let's do it. I want to know why.
I don't think you should be shocked if she says that she didn't get to know you at all, because it sounds like maybe you got lost in the date yourself, sir.
Well, I would think I definitely impressed her. You know what I mean?
And that's why we hope to get you a second date, so that she can get to know you when you're whisked away to beautiful Ibiza.
Ooh.
On your own private jet. Except you'll pay for it. We don't have that budget.
Oh, my God.
We can't do that.
And by your third date, you guys are going to have to go to, like, Mars or something at the rate this is going.
Oh, I've got it all planned out.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Trevor, well, I'm going to call her right now and see if we can just get you one more date, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate that. This girl, she's the one, you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, we'll find out if she is, in fact, the one in the next episode of The Bachelor.
Okay, you can't stop, can you?
I can't stop it. No. I got the Bachelor music, and I can't put it down.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I'm going to call her right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jessie?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, Jessie, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
Okay.
Are you familiar at all?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
What station are you on?
That's not even important. What's important is that we
why
got...
Why are you calling me?
We got an email about you from one of our listeners, and that's why I'm calling.
Can you tell me why?
I sure can. Thank you for asking. It's a guy named Trevor. And you and Trevor went out on a date recently. Very low-key kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
Where you took a hot air balloon to a castle and had a private dinner. I don't know if you remember that, because that's kind of a forgetful thing.
Well, maybe you have to specify which one, right?
Yeah, which castle.
Yeah, which castle.
No, I remember Trevor. Yeah.
Okay, well, good. Trevor emailed us and is wondering why you're not calling him back.
I mean, I just didn't think it was a good idea for us to go out again.
What did you think of that date?
I mean, it was crazy. It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, for sure.
Yeah.
Good crazy? Was it good crazy?
It was okay. Yeah. It wouldn't have,
wow.
It wasn't a problem for me.
I wouldn't expect a review of a date that involved a hot air balloon ride to a castle and a private 5-course meal okay.
Well, it's kind of weird, you know? Like you said, it doesn't happen every time, so it's unusual.
Well, what did you think of Trevor?
Same as the date, unusual.
Okay.
Okay, so date was unusual, he was unusual.
Yeah.
Wait, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, but he stood out.
Right, he could be unique.
Yes, unique.
He
told you about the date.
He told us about it. Yeah, we talked to him about it. And he told us, you know, everything he did for you. He said that he had a great time. And he's really surprised why you don't want to see him again.
I mean, did he tell you about the suit of armor?
The what?
The suit of armor.
No, you left that detail out.
Yeah, while we were eating dinner, he asked me if I wanted to see something cool. So I said, yeah. And he left and came back in a full suit of armor.
What?
Flanking around.
Whoa. Dude, that's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm excited about that. Like, that. I'm super excited about that, but I have a feeling you weren't as excited as I am.
Why? Why would he do that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he said it was one of his dreams, you know, to be a knight.
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
What was your reaction?
Well, I thought it was kind of cool, but then he sat down. He tried to sit down back to his meal, but he just looked so uncomfortable.
He was actually sitting there. I thought maybe he was like, you want to see something cool? And then he got in the suit of armor and was like prancing around and then got out of it. He sat down at the table in a suit of armor.
Oh my God. I just imagine you sitting next to this guy in a suit of armor. It's like squeaking every time he like tries to lift his fork to his mouth.
And the mask kept sliding down over his face, so he had to like push it up to get the food in his mouth.
Oh man. Not a very noble knight that you had to, got to have dinner with that evening.
At least it was some entertainment for the date, you know?
Is that what did him in then? The knight? Dressing
no,
up
no.
like a knight?
I mean, I could get past that. It was funny. It was a silly thing. But we had a conversation about how amazing this date was and how he can afford to do all this stuff. And he told me that he recently inherited a bunch of money.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Okay, so he's rich.
Well, that's what I thought at first. But then he told me that his inheritance was $15,000.
What?
He sounds like a millionaire.
Wait, hold up. Did he just spend his whole inheritance on the first date with you?
That's what I'm worried about.
Oh!
So wait. So he's acting like he's balling out of control, but he got a $15,000 inheritance.
Yeah. Yeah. And he basically said that he just wanted to live it up for now and like, you know, do all this crazy stuff he dreamed about and didn't really care about saving anything for the future.
Oh, grandma leaves you 15 grand. You're like, I've always wanted to be a knight. Time to make it happen.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell him that? I mean, when he's calling you.
I mean, it's none of my business what he does with his money, how he spends his inheritance, but I just don't want to be with someone who would spend it that way, really.
So you don't see a guy who's willing to spend his $15,000 inheritance just so he can dress up in a suit of armor as like a long-term commitment type person?
No.
Not a keeper.
Okay, well, I'll let him know then. Actually, you know what? You can let him know because he's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah. Sir Trevor, dost thou still occupy the phone line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, Trevor.
I mean, you know, I wanted to pull out all the stops, Jesse. You know what I mean? Like, I don't meet girls like you very often.
Oh. I mean, I really, I don't know what to say. I really appreciate that, but it seems like such a waste.
No, but it wasn't a waste, Jesse, because every single thing I did at the castle with the hot air balloon, it was all for you. My maiden.
I really appreciate that so much, but I just felt so bad that you spent all of that on me. It doesn't make any sense. We don't really know each other that well.
But I want to get to know you, you know what I mean? And it was, you deserved it, all of it.
Whoa.
I don't know what to say.
You can say we'll go on a second date.
Slow down, Tiger.
Say that, Jesse, if you want.
I know you like me, and it's really sweet, but I can't wrap my head around spending that kind of money on that date. It seems crazy to me.
Are you trying to, was it too much? Is that?
Oh my God, how are you just saying, yes. now getting that, Trevor? It's all too much.
But you loved it. I thought you loved it, and I have the money to pay for it, so it's fine.
I mean, you do right now, but like, you can't just spend your money like it's nothing. It just goes against my own values, and I feel like it says something about you.
That I'm romantic?
I don't.
Yes, I think that's what she was going
yeah.
with.
Nice. Maybe a little Trevor. Too romantic, yeah. Trevor, like out of your price range romantic, yeah. you know?
We just had a normal date, go out to dinner. I would definitely be on board for a second date, but that whole situation was just so crazy, and I don't know if I can, like, get over that.
What about a normal dinner, then? We can go out for a normal dinner for our second date, because, I mean, I can't really afford much else right now anyway.
You spent all the money. All right, well, thanks for setting that up, Trevor. Jesse, would you like to go out with Trevor one more time for another date? We will pay for it.
He just doesn't seem that responsible. Like, for the future, I want to be with someone who can handle whatever money they have responsibly.
Mm-hmm.
And Trevor, I don't think that's you.
Okay, but listen, I have something to tell you. That inheritance that I got, right, that was only from one relative. And I have another relative who will probably be passing away within the next year.
Whoa. Another 15 grand coming your way.
Oh, my God.
It just keeps getting worse.
Are you sure?
Waiting for your relative to die?
Dude, listen, so you got to get your money somehow. Jesse, are you sure? Because Trevor will be in the money again soon.
I'm even more sure than I was before.
I think you're making probably the right decision.
I think so, too.
Yeah, Trevor. Oh.
I don't know. I'm just really disappointed about this whole thing, Jesse. I mean, I get it. You don't like castles.
No.
Yep, yeah. That's it.
I don't think that's the whole issue.